Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Brett, better keep it, Brett, better keep it moving.
We're going to keep it moving because we know life is busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'm going to scroll through some trending headlines, and Anna tells me which ones I need to click on. She either says keep it moving or tell me more. The Duffler brothers, who, you know, do the Stranger Things, they tested different series finales to decide how Stranger Things is going to end.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so they actually had a focus group, and they ran the season finales of three shows that they feel like got it right or had people talking. They tested Six Feet Under, Friday Night Lights, and The Sopranos. All of them end kind of sort of differently. Like, Sopranos, everyone knows, goes to black, and it's like a mystery. You have to guess what's going to end. Friday Night Lights ends with, like, flash forwards of where they're all going to be.
That's what I
like. Yeah, bro.
So it's like, hey, should we tell people where they're at, where they're going to be? Should we have a big death at the end? Or
no.
Should we have a...
Someone's
going
to die for sure.
So
yeah.
I think that, because that's from 6 feet Under, that's how that ends.
Yes, yes.
I honestly think it's going to be the Friday Night Lights. I think you're going to flash forward. You're going to see how they all are.
I still think
up.
Someone's dying.
I don't think it's so. I think that Friday Night Lights is going to be the best tested one. They said they did kind of go with the one that tested the best. So everyone's kind of going, which one tested the best?
Right.
Which one? I felt like people didn't like Sopranos. I felt like when it went black, everyone was annoyed.
Everybody was confused.
That one makes me... That's like a cliffhanger. I don't like that.
Yeah. I would be surprised if Stranger Things ended as a cliffhanger, unless they really wanted to make a movie in the end. Walmart will allow shoppers to buy things directly on ChatGPT.
That's really smart.
Yeah,
and like also scary.
If you do like ChatGPT, like, hey, what's the best mattress for under $1,000? A bunch of them will pop up and be like, okay, just click on the link and buy that one for me. Or, hey, what do I need to make homemade pasta? And then ChatGPT will give you all the ingredients. Cool. Can you just order the ingredients?
I'm kind of surprised that's already not a feature.
Yeah, like super smart feature. Yeah.
What do you just plug your card into ChatGPT?
I think it's like it's going to be in direct correlation. So, like, after ChatGPT, you'll be able to click on the Walmart app from it. We're out of time.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Look, the Brett Maga Show is a no-judgment fly zone. We're not going to judge you, but we will laugh at you, and we want you to laugh at you together. What is a word that you can't say? We all have them. Be honest. There's a word that every single time you try to say it, you just butcher it. 855-444-MEGA. What word can't you say? We want you to call up and not say it. 855-444-6342. Yesterday on the air, AB had picked out a book for Hannah. Hannah wants to become a reader, cannot do it, cannot get into books. AB is a big, big reader and is like, okay, I'm really good at finding books for you. So you picked out, what was the book called?
Verity.
I can't even say that word, so don't blame you. But the book, how would you describe the book?
It's a horror.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Burr book.
Okay, and it's spicy. And so Hannah got intrigued by that and said this.
Spicy whore?
A spicy
guys,
what?
Spicy whore?
You can't say the word horror. You say whore every time.
Guys, it's not funny. My body will not let me say the word horror.
You screwed it up.
You
just screwed it up there. You did it wrong.
I'm trying. H-O...
No, you can't spell it. That doesn't count. Say it.
Whore.
If there's a... No. You did it wrong again.
We were filming a client video last week, too, and she had to say that word, and I just kept laughing, and I was like, Hannah, you...
You guys changed the script.
We had to change the word to terror instead.
You guys changed the script
of
the movie.
Yes, because I was like, this is not going to get approved by the client.
I have a couple of words like
that.
Okay,
what other words can't you say? Okay. Let's just rattle them off.
That one.
Washer. Oh, people have trouble with washer.
Yeah,
because
you say washer.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that. How are you adding washer?
Yeah, and then the word, I'm going to say it how I say it, and then I'm going to say the correct version. I say pacifically, but it's specifically.
Oh, wow.
You always say pacifically when you're saying it?
Yes. I have three words that I cannot say.
I have so many. I was trying to think of, I butcher so many words all the time.
Yeah, I do too, and I've been caught out a lot. Okay, my kids hate when I say the word real. Like, hey, that's a real or a really big deal. They say you don't say it right, and I'm like, how do you say it? You say it like rule, Dad. And
rule,
I'm like,
rule.
I'm like, no, I said real.
That's harder to say.
Yeah. And then,
that is harder. Why do you say it that way? That's interesting.
No. And then I'll say it right, but then I always say it wrong. Theater. I always say theater.
Theater.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I've heard you do that before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Do you have a word? Oh, my mic made me up. It just sounded like I farted. Did you guys see that? It's
like, I didn't fart.
Did you guys hear that? It didn't sound like I farted, right?
That was kind of spicy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what word can't you say? It's cracking up. We've lost Hannah. Man, this segment is like a horror movie.
Okay, I'm not going to say it.
855-444-MEGA. What word can't you say? 855-444-6342. When you make a mistake on the Brett Mega Show, we call you out for it, Hannah. What is a word that you cannot say? No matter how hard you try, you seem to butcher it every single time. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Especially this time of the year, you have to use the word horror all the time because those are type of movies that come out. Hannah was trying to talk about that in yesterday on the show when we were talking about a book, which was a spicy horror book.
Spicy horror?
And she could not say it. And then tried again on the show to redeem herself and then said what?
Spicy horror. Hannah.
You didn't do it right again.
No, you did not.
No, you didn't.
Whore.
And she looked around the room. Guys, just so everyone knows, because we're on the radio. Right. After she said it, she looked around the room like proud. Like, you guys see me just get that one right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
No.
The other horror.
Other people. There you go.
Yes.
Horror.
Yes. Other people can feel your pain, though. There's words they can't say.
Yes, I am definitely not alone in this. Somebody texted in and said, my mom cannot say milk. She says mulk.
I a bit called out for that too, because we use the E, milk. I say milk.
You do say that.
Milk. Yes, yeah. M-E-L-K.
I almost
milk.
Brought it up in the segment, but I didn't want to get called out.
Another one. This one's like hard for me to even read because the words look so similar. It says, I cannot say abominable. I say abdominal.
Oh, yeah.
That's an easy one, I feel like. An abominable, that's like a rare word to say.
Kaylee, who we just lost, had a good one, right, Hannah?
Yeah, she said that she can't say esthetician correctly, so she'll have to swap it out and say, like, oh, my sister goes to skin school.
And that's such a weird way of saying it. Angie, what's a word that you can't say?
So it's actually not me. It's one of my friends from work says frustrated instead of frustrated.
Oh,
that
is.
That's cute.
I would be frustrated too.
Yeah. Aww. Angie says that makes you frustrated, doesn't it, Angie?
Yes. It drives me crazy.
Well, Angie, is this Angie from earlier too?
This is Angie from earlier. So clearly I have a long drive to work and I listen to all of you all the way to work that I can call in multiple times in the morning.
Hey!
Well, that does not frustrate us at all.
That's awesome.
We love that.
Thank you. Verity is a must read, Hannah. You do need to read it.
My spicy horror I'll try.
Angie, thank you for being part of the listener family. We appreciate it. Ashley, what's a word that you can't say?
So similar to Angie, it's not a word that I can't say. It's my dad. My entire life, he has not been able to say the word measure. He always says, we need to measure. I need to measure that table.
Oh, wow.
There's no reason that he needs to have it said like that.
Thank you so much for listening and rocking with us here on the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I can't believe it, but Teddy Swims actually shared the number of how much money he made last year on tour. I'll share that with you next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So we all know I love honesty and transparency, so I was all about this recent interview that Teddy Swims did when he actually revealed how much he made in his first year of touring. People never, ever talk about money, but I was kind of glad he did. So he kind of explained about how people think that musicians, like, when they start touring, you would think like, okay, like they're making a lot of money. I'm, you know, paying, you know, $100 for a ticket and there's all these people here. Like, I bet the performer's making a lot of money. But Teddy kind of debunked that and said that when people first start going on tour, that kind of means like, okay, I'm just now breaking even, because you have to think there's all these people that are going with him and they all have to get paid. So Teddy kind of started out by saying, okay, we broke even. But Teddy had a really, really successful year last year. His song Lose Control blew up. I feel like he really got known and got on the charts. And he shared that he made just about $20,000. And
that's probably what his taxes he filed. Yeah.
That really, really, really surprises me.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be at least 200,000. Like, I don't know, $20,000 was crazy to me.
Especially to have that kind of success and you realize, wow, you have to have like success on success. I mean, think about like someone like Taylor Swift. You know, you've got to continually build on your success to make money in this business.
Well, yeah. A couple of things. One, Taylor Swift is worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
So it shows you how hard it is to make that and just how successful she is and what she has done. And number two is, sometimes I do think that people think that like success happens overnight, that it's so easy, and that these people stopped grinding. But and if you feel like you're going through it, they're also going through it. The grind in the entertainment industry is real.
Yeah.
It is years upon years of hard work. I think people think that from it, we get a small dose of it in the entertainment industry because we're in radio.
Right.
People think like, you know, Kevin must be a millionaire at this point. And it's just not. It's just the truth.
Let's
is.
Let's debunk that right now.
I'm still waiting to break even.
The grind is real when you're in the entertainment industry, and there's just a lot of investing in yourself, doing it for the experience, trying to make it. And it just goes to show you, even people like Teddy Swims, who had huge years, are still grinding and still hustling.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. Let's see how you guys do. Here on the Brett Mega Show, 47% of women purchase this when they are feeling down. If you're feeling sad, Hannah, what are you going to buy?
I know that I always try to perk myself up when I'm feeling sad by treating myself to a coffee.
A coffee. Ooh. Good answer. Kevin?
I do think it's something you ingest. I think it's ice cream.
Feeling down, grab some ice cream.
See,
maybe.
I think it's fast food.
It's not food related. Everyone
really?
Wrote food, yes.
Big backs over here.
47% of women purchase this when they're feeling down. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. 47% of women purchase this when they're feeling down. What do you think it is? I'll tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. This is the number one thing, or 47% of women will say this is the number one thing they buy when they're feeling down. What is it?
Augie texted in and said beauty products. Dave texted in and said shoes. So did teacher Suzanne. Hattie texted in and said all around just like a brand new outfit. So that's crazy.
I feel like beauty products was grabbing the whole category, but it is makeup is the answer.
Love
47%
really?
Of women will splurge and buy some makeup if they're feeling down. Hannah's probably yes. AB, no.
Yep.
And that's why it's 50%. Yeah. We're going to play a little game called Think Fast to see if anyone's brain actually on the Brett Megan Show does think fast. It's always fun and it always is crazy. And we're going to play in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. All right, whose brain thinks the fastest on the Brett Megan Show? Me. See, clearly. Obviously.
Yeah, right.
All right, how this game works is AB will read off a question. Whoever can yell out the answer the fastest, you can play along in your car, gets the point. We do best of five. It gets pretty intense. Answers have to go through the judge, the filter, which is AB, who is very lenient to other people outside of me. Because she gives people points all the time for ridiculous answers. These answers have to match up to the questions she's asking, guys.
I think it's funny that you say that, because I feel like you throw out bizarre things.
Okay, let's see who wins.
Okay.
Bring it.
First question, name a smell that screams college apartment.
Poop.
Gas.
Why gas?
They don't know. Stuff's leaking. They're just like, I'm here
just
to party.
Just a gas leak at all times.
No, I got
Brett got that one.
Yeah. Gasly. Okay. I think they would be dead.
Right.
Spring College apartment. It seems like crime scene.
There's a gas leak.
All right. 1 point to Brett.
Thank you.
What is something you'd lick for $5 starting with the letter B?
Bubblegum.
Oh my gosh. I almost said something wild.
Bubblegum? Like chewed bubblegum for $5?
For $5.
Do
yeah.
it. We'll give you some chewed bubblegum right
Ew.
Now and let you for $5.
I would do it for zero. Haven't you guys ever done the thing where you like spit it out of your own mouth into someone else's?
I think it's some... No.
No.
That's
what?
A thing?
Wow. Yeah. Hey, no. I'm not down with that.
Do it. I'll chew some bubblegum and you lick it and I'll give you $5.
You're constantly sick.
I'm never sick. I've never had a sick
Brett,
kid.
You've been sick for 3 years.
Not sick at all. I'm the healthiest one. You guys sleep all the time. I just don't sleep.
I would do it with Hannah.
What? Well, okay. Kevin gets the point,
yeah,
I think.
Well, thank you.
Okay, anyway, 1 point Kevin, 1 point Brett. What is the most awkward thing you can say when someone tells you they're pregnant?
Spicy horror.
That is pretty...
That is pretty bad.
And geez, and very judgy of how they got there, Kevin.
Right.
You
yeah,
jerk.
No kidding.
Wow. Right. 2-1-0, Hannah, just so you know.
Yeah, Hannah's got to step it up. Name an actor that could play you in a movie, but it's an insult.
Ben Platt.
Wow! Not answering that! Not touching that!
Point deduction!
It's an insult to Ben Platt because he's far more musically talented than me.
Okay,
Ryan Gosling, because he looks like me, but people don't like him. Ryan Reynolds. Sorry, Ryan Reynolds.
He doesn't even know the Ryan. Give
I said
Ryan.
You didn't get any answers, and she's not going to give a point to Ben Platt.
Well, he saved it in the end.
Yes.
That is not... What? You cannot... Just so you know, an answer to the winning round of Think Fast will be Ben Platt is an insult. Just so you know.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Brett.
Thank you.
That's just so Kevin doesn't have three and wins right away. Okay.
That's how you convince someone to do it. You just
pity vote to Brett.
That's right.
You persuade them not to. Hannah, go ahead and play whenever
She's
you want.
I know.
Hannah's away.
Pulling a me over there.
Yeah.
I know. Not saying anything. Okay, what is a baby name that should be banned?
Ben
Lila. Oh my gosh.
What'd you say?
I said Gerald.
Gerald.
Only in my family because we got a bunch of Jerrys. So we don't need
any
more.
I think Kevin gets the point.
Yeah.
That's a weak way to end.
Think fast!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.